Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Before that, if you're in North Dublin or Southwest Dublin, this is going to be of interest to you because the longest driving test waiting times in the country have today been revealed. And learner drivers in Raheny must wait at least 6 months before being invited to apply for a driving test, with up then to another 5 weeks delay before getting an appointment. It's the longest waiting time in the state and more than twice the 10-week national target. And these times were revealed as it emerged that 160 driving tests had to be cancelled in Talla in Dublin this year because of a delay in the completion of tests before close of business. We want to know, how long are you currently waiting to get a test, to get your driving test in a test centre, in any of them across the country? 1800 453 106 is the number. Megan O'Halloran, my colleague, is with me here in studio today because you're currently waiting on a list somewhere.
I am. I'm waiting for my test. I'm living in Dublin, so I'm doing my refresher lessons up here, but I applied for my test down at home in Wexford, and I'm still waiting. I applied. I'm on the list since February, but I haven't got the invitation yet. So that's about 4 months now-ish, and still waiting.
Still waiting. All in, when? How long are you waiting? You know, when you take into account really the when you started to actually learn to drive in the first instance.
Well, I have done a bit of stop-starting with my lessons, just, you know, getting the time and being down to also, down at home to familiarise myself with the route. But it's been a good few months now, the guts of a year that I've been between lessons and waiting on the test.
Yeah, like the 10-week national target. Mm-hmm. When you talk to your friends or anybody else you know that's currently learning to drive and waiting in the test, is anybody getting it within the 10-week national target?
That is actually why I decided, Andrea, to apply at home, because any of my friends that are in the process up here in Dublin, or maybe they're from Dublin themselves, they seem to have been waiting much longer. So I thought by doing it outside of Dublin, I would, you know, hit that 10-week.
Yeah, well, more test centres, presumably.
Exactly.
You'd think it'd be easier.
Exactly. Yeah. And smaller lists was what I was hoping for.
Yeah. Then you've got to familiarise yourself with the Dublin route.
Exactly. And, you know, as I'm driving and working up in Dublin, it would make more sense for me to get up here. But at the same time, I need to get it passed as quickly as possible. So you're trying to do the best thing with the shortest amount of time.
087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. If you or somebody in your house is currently waiting to sit a driving test, tell us, how long are they actually waiting so far? Gerard is with me on the line today. Gerard, do you know somebody impacted by this?
Yes, it's ridiculous. Why would you have to wait 6 months for a driving test in Raheny? That's an old setup you have in Raheny. Why don't you build a new driving test centre and employ more people? Like, you know what I mean? That's the problem, is you want to employ more testers. I mean, 10 weeks sounds, 6 months sounds a bit ridiculous. And you say you'd wait another 6 months.
Yeah, well, but what's happened in Raheny in particular is that they've had to wait at least 6 months before that invitation to apply for the test, and then up to 5 weeks even further delay in getting that initial appointment.
Why don't you apply more testers? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, so you can go on the cancellation list and you could be lucky and you might get called for somewhere else that you might be familiar with. Then you have to be really quick to get your pre-lessons in before the test and familiarise yourself with the route, because an average test in a car takes 20 minutes to a half an hour. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things that I have to be ready to go. Sometimes I think it's beyond the joke. I mean, you can go to Georgia, do a crash course for a week, get a license, do a Mickey Mouse test, come back and exchange for an Irish license. That's far as
you know. You don't think that transition test is worth it? Like, the fact that people are kind of waiting in a cancellation list, is there any hope with that, Megan?
I really don't know. I feel like people are losing hope, especially, you know, when they are trying to, maybe they have a deadline to work towards in terms of needing it for work or just having that opportunity. I do think that there is a bit of a lack of hope.
A little bit of a lack of hope, okay. Joe is with us on the line today. Joe, what's your thoughts on the longest driving test waiting times in the country now being revealed today? Is Joe with me? Can you hear me, Joe? You can.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can indeed, yeah.
Well, 6 to 8 months it is in the heaney. None of us can understand that. But, I mean, if it's a 45% fail pass rate, that means it's 55% going back onto the wait list. Plus, there's an awful lot of cancellation. I've been down there and there's been 5 testers outside. Nobody turned up for the test. It's happening regular.
Are you currently waiting? Are you waiting on a test, Joe?
I'm the driving instructor.
Oh, you're the driving instructor. Apologies. Okay.
Yeah, and I can see, like, some of them are a year, some of them are 5 months, some of them are 7 months. It varies from person to person. There's no consistency in it, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, and when they get an estimate, it might say August, but when it gets to August, it's pushed out another month. When it gets to September, it's pushed out another month. It's like the buses that don't arrive.
Yeah, so just to be clear, Joe, so for some of your own clients or people that are coming to you that you're teaching how to drive and they get the invitation, they've completed all of their lessons, they get the invitation to apply for the test, they do that, they've been called for the test, and then there's cases where that test is being cancelled.
Yeah. That happens on a regular basis. Test is pushed out. They say the estimate you'll be called in 4 weeks. 4 weeks comes, it's pushed out another 4 weeks. 4 weeks later, it's pushed out another 4 weeks. And people are taking lessons, you know what I mean? And, you know, some of them are living here from the country and are students and that, and they can't afford lessons. And 8 months, like, when you're teaching, it's, you know, explanation, demonstration, practice. How can they get the practice in? They can't afford it if they're students. You know what I mean? And it's just a crazy situation. And they expect them to pass after waiting 8 months with one or two lessons. And it can't happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's how the pass rate is so high, or fail rate is so high. They're back onto the list. Like, I done my test. I'd be afraid to tell you how long ago I done my test, but it was a 60-week wait list, right? And it hasn't gone down that much since then. Nothing has changed. It's still the same. Like, nobody seems to know how to combat this. They took on, SGS was a company they took on 20 years ago to try and bring the numbers down. Now, it was a temporary company, but it didn't work out. There was a lot of people being passed out that shouldn't have been passed out, and so they got rid of that.
Ah, yeah, well, should they have to, like, I mean, should they, you know, the driving instructors are there to basically assess the test, and, you know, I know there's always the figures revealed as to the greatest and highest pass and test, you know, failure rates and all of that. The RSA have got in touch with us, Joe, today, and what they tell us is that over the last year, the RSA have made substantial improvements in reducing waiting times. The national average waiting time for the driving test is about 12 weeks compared to 21 weeks at the same time last year. This represents an enhancement, a significant enhancement in service delivery. Demand for driving tests has increased considerably this year. There's 17% of an increase in applications. Despite this demand, the RSA has delivered 120,000 driving tests up to the end of May this year, compared with 92,000 during the same period last year. They also tell us that the increase in demand, Joe, has been driven in part by changes to regulations governing multiple learner permits, and that these changes affected over 70,000 drivers who hold 3 or more learner permits and now require them to take a driving test before applying for another permit, placing additional pressure on the system. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor and columnist, is with us here too on the programme. Geraldine, is that the reason? Is that why there's a significant increase in delays and cancellations at some centres?
Yeah, I think, Andrea, the increased demand is down to a few things. Number one, obviously the population is growing. That's having an impact. I think the housing crisis is also having an impact. You might have students who would have lived on site, you know, going to college in September, who now know that they're not going to be able to get housing, and maybe they've decided to commute and they're commuting longer distance. So they're trying to get into the system. And the learner permit is definitely, the learner permit change. So basically, up to this, you could renew your third, you could get a third learner permit by doing either by sitting a test and failing it, or by confirming a date for a test. Now, you didn't have to show up for the test, you could cancel it then, but once you had the date in the system, you could go on then and get a third permit. That is being phased out from the 1st of November 2026. That's gone. So there's a lot of people in the system that are going to be impacted by that. They're trying to get in. Now, removing that is actually a good thing, because they're obviously, there's a knock-on effect with those and the no-shows, and the no-shows are a huge issue as well that are causing the backlog. So this is actually a good thing, but at the moment it's causing a problem. But in the long run, it'll actually be a better system, Andrea. But it is causing issues at the moment.
But what about to Joe's point? And Joe was still with us there, Geraldine, on the line as well. Like he's a driving instructor, and he talks about how, you know, the constant scenarios where, you know, his clients or the drivers are going up to sit their test, and next thing is just cancelled.
Yeah, look, there's absolutely, that does happen. It is absolutely a problem. I think it seems as simple to solve this. You need extra testers. The RSA were given the go-ahead to increase the number up to 200, but they haven't reached that. Obviously, there's an issue just trying to recruit them. You need longer opening hours, because one of the reasons why tests are being cancelled is they just run out of daytime, and therefore there's nobody available then to do any tests, and the test centre is closed. But also, the no-shows have to be tackled. And one of the biggest problems, in my mind, with the no-shows is you have to give 10 days notice in order to get your fee back if you pay for a driving test. Now, the driving test is €85. 10 days out, you have to know you're not going to make it. Now, Andrea, you and I know anything can happen in a window of 10 days. Oh, so God, 4 days out, if you can't make the test, you don't get your fee back. So probably there's no incentive to actually cancel.
Well, hang on. That's for you as the student not showing up. But Joe, the scenario you mentioned, I understood it was the actual instructors cancelling. Or the testers cancelling?
No, the testers are cancelling, yeah. I was down there yesterday and all afternoon was cancelled. Somebody didn't like the result that they got and so went for one of the tests. So the whole test in Kilesa were cancelled for the half day. Now they have to be scheduled on top of other tests that are in the future. So, you know, it's a catch-up all the time. Like, as I said, the 55% that fail, they've been put back into the system. Then there's new people going on board. So it's a vicious circle of things. And I mean, the population has grown. It's a ridiculous answer that you can't get staff.
Well, the RSA tell us here in the statement, I just see Geraldine as well, that they recruited 64 new testers last year alone.
Yeah. Yeah, they have additional testers. There's no doubt about that, but they don't have enough. And it's like the system is stretched to capacity. They need more testers. They need longer hours. It's as simple as that. And the problem, as I was trying to explain about the no-shows and the people not turning up, is that just puts pressure, because it means those slots are not allocated to anybody else. So that's the time wasted. So it's an inefficient system overall. That's why the no-shows, that's a huge thing. I mean, there's about 9,000 of those a year. They do need to be tackled, and the whole system needs to run more efficiently.
Listener says, my son is waiting over a year to be invited to apply for the driving test. You can add this 52 weeks to the application for a test as well. Another listener makes the point that their daughter got an appointment and had their test within 2 days. So I'm not sure where that test centre was. Another listener too, Geraldine, this texter wants to point out, just for clarity, for Americans moving to Ireland, you can't just simply exchange your US licence for an Irish one. The US drivers must take driving lessons and take the test here also.
Well, that's putting more pressure on the system as well. So there's all sorts of things, but definitely it could run more efficiently. I think that's one of the biggest issues.
Nadia Dan from Ashford Motors is with us here on the line today. Nadia, what's your view on this?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, no, like, I suppose with the population growth there, I obviously think there's probably a bit of a backlog from COVID as well, because we remember back in COVID, they weren't doing tests. And just with a quick Google search there, in 2016, there was 51 test centres, and 10 years later, there's only 60. So with the population growth, there's only 9 more test centres. Like, how many more can they hire? Maybe they need to build more test centres. And like, personally, like, from my point of view, I had a great girl to start working with me last week. She ticked the box. Everything was perfect, but she's been waiting 6 months for a full license, and I'd love to give her the job, but unfortunately I need someone that can jump into the car and move cars around and get the jobs done as much as like be great in the office. So this has a negative effect on young drivers, putting their lot on hold for them to be getting jobs. And it might even make them those impulse decisions, you know, and get into the car themselves without an accompanying driver.
Yeah, there's just a slight dip in your phone line there, Nadia. Just bear with me there for a moment. No, you're okay. It's not your fault. Just bear with us there for a moment. 1800 453 106 is the number. Stephen is with me on the line today. Stephen, your son's waiting for a test. Is that right?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, has applied for a test over a year ago. The way the system works is when you put in your initial application, you then have to wait to be invited to apply for a test officially.
Yep.
Now, he's waiting over a year at this stage to apply for a test officially. And you can add another 12 to 16 weeks again, he gets around to having a test. So at this stage, he'll be waiting close to a year and a half for his test.
A year and a half for the test. And I'm sure, Stephen, that has implications for him. Is he in working or college or what?
Thankfully, he's on a bus route, so he can get a bus to work. So, but if his job was to move somewhere else, it could have big implications for him. But my real point is that people keep on letting the RSA trot out this thing that we're doing our test in 12 to 16 weeks, when the real truth of the matter is it's over a year for most people.
Well, it seems to be a massive variation in parts of the country, because I'm looking at their statement here today, Stephen, and as I said, you know, they're telling us that the average wait time is currently 12 weeks compared to 21 weeks at the same period last year, and that 120,000...
Yes, Andrea, you're missing the point. That's 12 weeks after they actually let you apply for a test.
Yeah.
You could be on the system for a full year before they
prior to that.
Apply for a test.
Yeah. So I suppose the next question then for the RSA is, what's the average wait time for somebody to get the invitation to apply?
That would be a better question for them, all right, because as I say, I think they're getting away with murder at this stage.
Well, yeah, look, we're happy to put that question to the Road Safety Authority. We'll get back in touch with them, Stephen, and we'll ask them what's the average wait time for people, for learner drivers, to get the invitation to apply, and how many people are currently across the country waiting for it. I'm sure for your son it's fairly frustrating, Stephen, too, though.
Oh, he's of an age, he wants to buy a car and things like that. There's no point in buying a car unless he has a licence, so he's all his lessons done, and he's at this stage doing extra lessons just to keep in touch with the driving.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, sure, that's the point. And there's the cost of that then, and keeping himself familiar with the route and keeping up his driving skill and all that goes with that as well. And that brings an additional financial burden too.
Exactly.
Yeah. The texter here tells me, regarding the driving tests, why not have a standby list? People will wait in the centre for a no-show, and perhaps maybe they could take the vacant slot. Yeah, but you could have an awful lot of people got hanging around if that was the case. Another listener says, aside from the delays to the test, there's now a backlog for getting physical licences and cards as well. You can't drive without one. I passed my own test 2 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting for my driving licence in the post. So it means that I can't drive in the meantime. And another listener tells me that their granddaughter's test was cancelled with little more than about an hour's notice on Tuesday. Happened at the Raheny Test Centre in Dublin, and she had taken a day's holidays as well, as had her dad, to accompany her to do to drive to the test centre. I mean, and the impact of that, two people taking an annual leave day. I mean, it does seem bizarre. I don't know, do they actually give you a reason or an explanation as to why your test has been cancelled? Maybe listeners will let us know that too. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Stephen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Joe and Gerard, Megan there as well, Nadia Adan and Geraldine Herbert.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.